It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley. You know, a lot of times people ask me, what's the hardest part of my job as a pastor? It's really not preparing the sermons or doing a television or radio program. It's not counseling, not even making financial decisions. I believe the hardest part of my job by far is trying to explain to someone why bad things happen to good people and why God allows what he chooses to allow in our lives. I believe most believers at one time or another have looked up into the heavens and cried out, why? Why me? Why now? And why have you allowed this to happen in my life? I sometimes feel very helpless trying to answer the whys, and I finally decided I will not speak for God when it comes to the whys. I only know in 2 Corinthians, I believe he gives us a little bit of insight into this subject. He says in chapter 1, verse 3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. What a great name for him, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. I think sometimes it's very easy for us to be judgmental when we see bad things happening to people, and we come up with our own ideas as to why this happened in their life. The question of why is not really new to the 21st century. Do you know there were great men and women of the Bible who, like ourselves, looked into the heavens and they asked God why? Probably the most familiar to me would be Habakkuk, the prophet. He said, how long, O God, will you allow all this junk to go on? Look what he says in Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 2. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. Sounds a lot like the day we're living in. And look what God says to him. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. So many times it's easy for us to play the victim card and say, why did this happen to me? But God wants us to say, what can I learn from this? So many times we think, I must have done something wrong and God is trying to punish me, but that's not the case, friend. Many times God is allowing you to go through this trial because you're going to grow through it. And one day you're going to be able to minister to others who've gone through the same kind of trial. In Romans 8:28, Paul tells us what? He tells us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. See, we believe so much in the sovereignty of God that when hard times come, we know God's at work. He's right there working these things out for our good. Here in 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul says in the beginning of our text, he says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion. I love that title of God. He's the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles. See, friend, when we go through difficult days and hard times, it draws us closer to God. There's a divine purpose at work in your life, and God is there comforting you, and he's there with compassion, making sure that we survive whatever the devil has thrown at us. Now, Paul says here in verse 4, speaking of God, he comforts us in all our troubles. That means when I'm sick, he's there at my bedside. When I run out of money, he is there with me in my poverty. When I'm hated and despised, he's by my side, encouraging me. And like the psalmist David said, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he's right there beside me. So why do bad things happen to good people? Well, first, I believe it's because they draw us closer to the Lord. God allows certain things in our life because it's going to draw us closer to Him. And secondly, I believe one of the big reasons why this happens in our life is it equips us to minister to others. Paul says, if we're distressed, it's for your comfort. And salvation, if we're comforted, it's for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. See, Paul looked at everything that he had gone through, all of his sufferings, the hardships, everything he went through, his times in prison, and he says, this isn't just for me. God is doing this for me for the benefit of others. And we never suffer alone. Somebody else is always watching. Our friends watch to see how we're going to respond to the tragedy in our life. The world around us, the people we work with, our neighbors, they're all looking at us to see how we get through hard times. Many times the world is watching just to see if what you say you believe is real and if it will carry you through what you're facing at this moment. And that's exactly what Paul is talking about. Our afflictions, they soften our hearts so that we have received the comfort from God, and then in turn we can pass it on to others. Oh, we need this in the body of Christ today, friend. It's so easy to become calloused. It's so easy to get our eyes just on ourselves, and we forget about those around us that are really going through tough times. But God called us to be a community. He called us to be a family. We're a church, and God lets us go through hard times to break down some of those attitudes and soften us so that we're able to minister in the name of Jesus to all the hurting people. Chuck Colson went to prison, and out of that harrowing experience, he founded Prison Fellowship. And he's able to minister to so many who have suffered in prison. Johnny Erickson Tata was paralyzed during a diving accident, and out of her suffering came a worldwide ministry to the hurting called Johnny and Friends. Now, I'm not saying we should invite hard times in our life, or we should pray for sickness or suffering. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying whenever these things come into our life, understand this. It's not catching God by surprise. He knows what you're going through, and He's there to comfort you, and He's there to help you, and He's there to bring your deliverance. Thirdly, our affliction produces another benefit. It empties us of all self-reliance. It's so easy for me to depend on me. It's so easy for me to get my focus on what can I do instead of what can God do in and through me. Paul said in verse 8, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. That kind of blows away the doctrine of God will never give you more than you can bear. Paul makes it clear here. Sometimes He does. And the reason He does is because when you run out of strength for you, then you can rely on God and see that He'll get you through it. We were under great pressure, now listen, far beyond our ability to endure. And then He said in verse 9, indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. But this happened, now He's going to tell the why, that we might not rely on ourselves but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope, and He will continue to deliver us. This reminds me of Abraham when he's going to the mountain to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. And he's taking it up on the up the mountain, and then Isaac asks him that question. Father, here's the fire, here's the wood, but where's the sacrifice? And Abraham gives a prophetic statement. He says, the Lord will provide Himself a sacrifice. Now we know that years later, far into the future, Jesus Christ on that same mountain, I believe, would be crucified. And the words that Abraham spoke that day came true as God provided Himself a sacrifice. See, sometimes we don't see it. In our mind, we're trying to figure out what good could possibly come out of this horrible situation that I'm dealing with. You know, a year and a half ago, I went through a year of the most painful experience of my life. I woke up one day and simply could not walk. It was hard because I had to pastor and I had to continue every day doing what I'm doing. And the pain level was so high. But you know what? God brought me through it. And it's because he was going to make me busier than I've ever been in my life. And God began to just bless me in ways that I could have never imagined before. But he was preparing me for something. It's so easy to be calloused when tragedy strikes and when hard times come with our friends and the bottom drops out and we wonder why things happen the way they do. But listen, as believers, God wants us to reach out to those around us who are hurting and give them hope. Remind them of God's promises. He is faithful even unto 1,000 generations. And the fourth thing that we understand about this concept of why bad things happen, it reveals the true power of prayer. Paul said in verse 11, as you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. I love that phrase. Paul says, you help us by your prayers. Paul uses a word here which occurs this one place here in the New Testament. It's a compound word that comes from three other words meaning with, under, and work. It's what the Amish do when they have a barn raising. They literally get under the frame, they lift it up together, and they hold it up so they can put it in the right place. See, in the same way, we join together with others around us, and we lift the burdens of life as we pray for each other. Many times we view prayer as the last resort, but really, friend, prayer should be our first resort. I know that prayer sometimes seems futile because we think I prayed that same prayer yesterday, but God wants you to keep on praying, friend. God wants you to keep on holding on, knowing that others are praying at the same time, and it gives us strength to continue on. We'll never know until we get to heaven how many times the prayers of others rescued us. God touched us because somebody was praying. As a pastor, I know what it's like to face moments when I'm really struggling and moments when I'm really going through the fire, only to find out that at that same time, somebody was praying for me. Somebody was touching God's throne in heaven for me with prayer. Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, I believe, first of all, it makes us rely on God. It lets us know that he is in ultimate control and I can trust him. And it also happens because God wants you and I to be able to help others with the same help he has given us through the trials we ourselves have faced. I remember when my firstborn daughter, Sarah, was a little baby girl. It seemed like it took forever for her to get to sleep through the night. We would let her cry. We'd read all the books. We tried everything we could do. And one night, I remember she was just wailing for us to come into the room. By now, she was in a regular bed and just a little girl. And I tried reasoning with her. I told her that God had his angels all around her bed, and that should make her rest with comfort. She looked around, and I said, isn't that great? She said, yes, but right now I want a person with skin. She wanted her dad. She wanted her mom. And I think sometimes life is like that. We want someone with skin on. We know God's there. We know his angels are there. But there's times we just want somebody with skin. And friend, God has called you and I to be Jesus with skin on. He wants us to be there for those around us that are going through trials. Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, they cause us to rely on God. They cause us to trust in him and not just in ourselves. I hope today has been a blessing for you. Thank you, friend, for joining me today on Fresh Oil. And remember this, friend, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.